Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Today's exhortation will not be anything that none of us knows about, but it will be a form of reminder. I want us to take this old story to think about it. There was one man that went to a farm with his wife, and the wife plaited her hair very nicely, and it was raining. It was raining. They were in their house, and they don't know how to pass through the rain and go to their home. So the man said, "Like the way your hair is nice, if you should use it to pass through the rain will beat it and it will spoil." You know women with their hair. So they all took a collective decision that the man should cut the head. The man will cut off the woman's head and put it inside his bag, so that when they get to the house, the man will put back the head on the woman. So this is what they decided. Think about it. Should they do the right thing? Because they came together as one. The man do not intend to murder the woman. The intention of the man is not to murder the woman, but they have a good intention for each other. My brother and my sister, you are sitting down here. Somebody is feeling sleepy and is snoring at the house. What is the difference between you and that person? You have taken the pain to sacrifice your sleep to be here up to 12, and then somebody cannot do it. It's not that the person you know is not aware of what is going on. Some people are not aware, and it is right. But some people are aware. But to them, they are willing to come. But according to them, they are feeling sleepy. So this will bring us to a topic called decision making. Decision making. So the man made a decision to cut off the head of the woman. The man and the woman all made a decision. It was for the love of the woman, but it was what? A wrong decision. And the one snoring in the house made a decision to sleep. And then you made a decision to be here. And then the decision you have made, try to be committed to that decision. If not for those decision making, why should somebody, by virtue of being a Christian, and then every mass, every morning mass, the person will be there punctual, will be in the Sunday service punctual, and the person will still be hiding something in his bed, under his bed? It is because of something. Because he is not confident with the decision he has made to be a Christian. He's not confident that God is capable of saving him. So today, I hope by the close of this exhortation, you will make a decision, and a bold one, of course, that you either remain in the Lord, or you go to where you belong. Amen. So we will take our reading from Joshua chapter 24, verse 13 to 25. It may be too long, but I will read wherever I get to, and then we feel that we can go on to the... I read, "I gave you a land that you have never cultivated, and cities that you have not built. Now you are living there and eating grapes of vine that you did not plant, and olives from trees that you did not plant. Now then, Joshua continued, honor the Lord and serve him sincerely and faithfully. Get rid of the gods which your ancestors used to worship in Mesopotamia and in Egypt, and serve only the Lord. If you are not willing to serve him, decide today whom you will serve, the gods your ancestors worshipped in Mesopotamia or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are now living. As for my family and me, we will serve the Lord. The people replied, we will never leave the Lord to serve other gods. We will never leave the Lord to serve other gods. The people continued, the Lord our God brought our fathers and us out of slavery in Egypt, and we saw the miracles that he performed. He kept us safe wherever we went among all the nations through which we passed. As we advanced into this land, the Lord drove out all the Amorites who live here. So we also will serve the Lord. He is our God. So I want to say something here too. That you may not be able to serve the Lord. He is a holy God and will not forgive your sins. He will tolerate no rabbis. And if you leave him to serve foreign gods, he will turn against you and punish you. He will destroy you, and even though he was good to you before. The people said to Joshua, no, we will serve the Lord. So this was the people of Israel. Now, today we two sitting down here should also take our decision. Whether to go home and serve the God of darkness, the God of womanizing, the God of the adulteress, the God of those passions that we were serving. We shouldn't come to the Lord with a heart that is not deserving of him. We should not be people that will partially accept to serve the Lord and partially accept to serve other gods. Amen. We too must take a decision whether to serve the Lord or to serve our passion. Our great grandfather Abraham was called at a time that nobody is, even sometimes nobody is, let me put it, nobody worship this God. He was called to leave, was called by God to leave his family, to leave his comfort zone, and to travel to a journey that he, the Lord, will make him great. If he has taken a decision not to accept the call of the Lord, will we be mentioning his name today? Were we going to mention the name of Abraham? Will some of us accept to be called by his name? I don't think anybody would like to be called Judas Iscariot. I've never seen anybody giving his child a Judas Iscariot. Even those who still go to the teaching don't want to give that name to their children. So I want us to take a decision, which of the gods that we are going to serve. Decision making is something that takes a process. It is not something that just comes out right. It takes a process. Like Joshua told the people all the options that they can serve, all the options that they can go to, their strength, and the who the Lord our God is. But the people accepted to serve the Lord. So in decision making, we have so many options. So we are in a period of Lent. This is a very good time for decision making. This is a very good time to stand on your feet and make a decision.